Welcome, everybody, to The Crypt Files, your once weekly follow-up podcast to the In at the End actual play D&D podcast. Last week,
we didn't have any combat again.
No, yeah. I knew that was going to be this one. Like, there was so much to just unpack with this, yeah. With this one, like post-grab.
But
and...
the thing is, I don't notice until the end.
We also didn't have any crits. Fail or success.
I had a fail, but I'm halfling. So.
I did actually did. Roll a one.
You had a one, but
do you want to draw something?
Didn't want to go grab anything from the bag.
There's only a handful of things left in the bag right now, so.
Oh, apparently Spider-Man 3 was from Craig.
Yeah,
by the
way. I figured.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, he messaged me on Instagram. He says, "Yeah, that was me."
I'll save the prizes for you guys because I think all the stuff in there is stuff I put in. So,
yeah.
Although maybe some of Craig's stuff is still in there. I don't know.
I'm going to make a note to grab some stuff to put in for the bag. I got some stuff I want to throw in.
Yeah.
I have to bring it here.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to contribute, go for it because it's fun that
I
way because then we
fun.
All don't know what's in there.
I do have fun just shopping for shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just stuff around the home that you think.
Yeah, like the book Assassins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which left at the bar.
Assassins. Yeah.
Nope, didn't leave.
That's a community library.
I wrapped it up and I gave it to the White Elephant Gift Exchange.
Oh, nice.
Some guy won it and then he left it at the
door. Oh, that's amazing.
He literally unwrapped it and went, cool. And I go, it's Christian fiction. And then he promptly left it there.
Oh, that's great.
I was at the Goose and I saw it there and I texted Dash about it. I was like, was that your book there? And he goes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go take a look.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we beat Grov, and so we unclothed him, took his items. We talked to Sornin.
Sornin was cool.
Wait.
I didn't expect to see that guy again, but there he is.
Yeah, I went and re-listened to that podcast or that episode, and I'm like, because I remember, it's like he's somewhere around here. How do I want to play this? And I'm like, he's gonna come in at the end to hand wave all the. Messiness of fighting.
Yeah, that was not. And he was so mad last time too. Like when we were trying to get him to go ask questions and
but
all that. Like that was
it.
Like,
worked.
It did.
Apparently, so, yeah.
It shook his faith enough that he started questioning things.
I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Really happy.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked that.
That's interesting.
I like that I have cool armor now.
You got cool armor. You got armor.
Just, and a cool sword. Why don't you care about the sword? Come on, Dash.
Well, my maul is cool.
Yeah.
I have a lot of cool stuff.
You do. You're a cool guy.
I do enjoy the way that Grov was eliminated from the equation.
That was very good.
Well, I mean,
like how unceremonious it all was after
it
the
was
whole,
like we ignored it.
Yeah, we just, like,
and he just did it
at the whole debacle last time where we were, you know, kind of juggling his fate a little bit, and this time we're like, yeah, just throw him in the water.
Well, and honestly, the whole idea of let Melora sort his fate
that's why I really liked it. It was like, you know. You know that something could happen with that. And so
I mean, we have evidence of that in our group.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and I feel like Simon accepts that is kind of a deciding factor. Like, so.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because it
takes the guilt off.
It's a finality, but it also kind of like a we don't really know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's,
and if Alex decides to do something with that later,
he totally can. You can bring it back. Yeah.
You know,
or he could be dead.
Some final fight and Grav just shows up like undead out of the something.
He's just
hilarious.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, did we ever figure out how long
lobster.
It takes for voices to appear in the afterlife for ghosts? Because we had talked about it in a Crypt Files previously.
Mm-hmm. You're like, if you kill somebody, can you instantly start asking him
questions? Yeah, like does he now hear, could he talk to Grov and confirm that he's dead or not?
Gotcha,
like a pushing daisies kind of thing?
I was kind of hoping to have have his ghost and be like,
all
right,
like all of a sudden he pops up in the population.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm just like, all right, buddy.
Wait, I recognize that voice.
You're a ghost
now.
Time to follow us home.
Yeah.
now that you're a ghost and can't do anything, I'm your only friend.
And the sending stone dilemma was awesome.
That worked out really well.
Yeah. I was excited to have a reason to give up my sending stone because Ace does love fucking with people on the other end of the sending stone. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
It being that fucking guy, like,
he's like a kid who learned how to prank call.
Well, and that was I thought that was brilliant of you to kind of put an ultimatum on Val.
No,
like, hey, you asked this question,
I like that,
and I'll give this to you.
We gotta know.
Yeah, that, because that was totally Ace, but also kind of like, okay, I can relax a little bit.
It makes like a thing that has to happen.
Yeah.
And I obliged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely worth it.
I hated that Alistair was watching us.
Yeah, yeah, that was icky. Like, I just wanted to wash. Yeah. After
so
that.
Yeah,
it was
crit file style, metagame style. How long has he been on our, like, looking over our shoulders?
I think for this, it's just he wanted to check in to see what was going on with Graf.
Okay.
Well, and that was a clairvoyant spell, right? Or like with the orb. Like, would that be clairvoyance, or what would that be?
No, it'd just be scrying.
Scrying.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, there's also, I guess scrying, it doesn't really have a max distance, right?
It's no,
like
that's plane. What, yeah, that's what you use scrying.
So,
it's, yeah, I think it's simply on the same plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. Well, the other ones are more, you know, close by, but you can get more out of them.
Gotcha. That's why, well, the description of it was making me think clairvoyance, because it's like an orb that you can like move around. Mm-hmm. And like,
they're the same thing with scrying, is there is a sensor that's invisible except for,
oh, really?
With true seeing.
Okay.
It's like an ethereal sensor.
Oh, cool.
And so if you get that, and if you disenchant it,
so Alistair
goes away.
Knows that his right hand man is gone.
Yes.
Okay. He watched us throw his body
and put on his armor. And talk to his sword all night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't watch us talk to the sword.
How do you know?
Maybe he could have scryed. He burned all of his spell slots after the grand door.
I want to see him talk
away.
To the sword.
He's like, oh, these bastards. He just constantly keeps scrying us all night.
I was very happy to have Leland. Is that his name?
Leland, yeah.
Leland back in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... I feel like that's the thing that Ace can turn his like anger and rage at.
For sure.
Is at Leland. And he definitely has feelings for like his family and stuff. Like when Alistair was like, I'm going to kill your family. He's just like, fuck you. No.
Yeah.
Like, I could just imagine Ace being like, ah, shit. No, I don't care about them. I don't care about them. And just having this inner struggle with himself.
I know that was good. When you were speaking to him, like, I kind of knew what that response was going to be. It's just like, if you come to me, I'm going to, you know, like, just that big threat.
Yeah.
But not like an anger threat.
It's just this right? is what's
it's
going
like,
to happen.
If you do this, I will kill the people you love.
Yeah.
And then I'll kill you. Like, yeah.
Well, it's easy for me and Val because the people we love aren't in Quilted anymore. Yeah. We got them.
I am curious what Levi is up to, if he's getting notes about him already in mm-hmm. Grav's book. Like, that's kind of curious.
Yeah.
Like, Ace's dad is out there making some moves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I assume it was, like, before.
Did the journal say anything about, like, the types of questions he was asking?
No. It was just that there was rumors that he was asking questions. And the assumption would be something like, you know, asking questions that could be the downfall of this operation.
Gotcha. Right?
Problem.
Like, he knows
and
too
that's,
much.
And that's
he
probably
knows the questions to
why
ask.
He ended up in the prison of pain. Right?
Yeah. What was
like
that? Was that
like,
dated
kind of
pre-
like,
yeah.
like
post his
they
escape.
They wanted to shut him up and kind of keep him out of the picture. So they
yeah, which was it?
Put him down.
No, because him asking questions is a very recent thing. That's
oh.
post.
See, that's
island,
the thing I'm having a hard time with is like stuff. What happened? Like seeing what was it, Steve?
Scott.
Right.
Steve.
Right.
You know, like the timeline stuff, I'm for some reason is getting all jumbled up in my
yeah.
brain.
Yeah. They, Scott would have yeah. been after, yeah, even after we freed Levi. So he's getting this
yes.
information.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It was just like, here's stuff that you guys had done. And yeah. then like, here's Grav's notes about it
okay.
is in essence what I was yeah. what I was going for with those notebooks. And then just also items of like, if you have a question in the future about Grav, refer to the notebook and be mm-hmm. like, is there something in the notebook to try and piece something together?
It's not a, I have to rely on my memory from what you told me 20
right.
minutes ago.
Exactly.
Forever.
Yeah.
I enjoyed trying to figure out the right question to ask for the prophecy. I found that really entertaining because just like both as like a metagame kind of thing where we're trying to figure out like, what is the right question to ask.
How did you all
because we know some of the like okay well we don't want to ask it that way.
It's like it's choosing the right words in the right order. It like in comedy it's like when you boil the sentence down to exactly what it is you need to say. It's kind of like that where like we're trying to figure out okay how do we get to the point and be direct
but
we want to open it up
but like make sure like the punchline is at the end of it make sure that
we're getting to the point and we're not wasting words and you know it's
and don't forget the knock knock.
And then we were also
key part of any
communication. Yes.
So true. So true.
Don't forget
to start every joke with knock knock.
You should do that just before like a normal joke you tell.
Yeah.
Like, but so, hey everyone, knock knock.
And it's so avant-garde.
My mom the other day.
It's so avant-garde and weird that people are like, what?
So how did you all decide on the question you asked? Because I went wee wee.
Just picked something that was kind of like metaphorical enough, but also about Quilton, about, and then we decided like
the jumping off point was like we're gonna be in Teller's Call.
We're gonna be in Teller's Call, which was like our reasoning was like we're gonna be in Teller's Call, so that's our fate.
Yeah, because when I left, it was like what are we gonna find there that will help us or whatever.
Right, and so the idea was like we were kind of, and my thinking behind that line too is like thinking like. Well, maybe if we phrase it in that way, like what can we find there to help us or whatever, it'll kind of like signal to fate as though like we're
on board. Yeah.
Like we're coming.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna make.
So
this
I don't know.
Happen.
We kind of it was all vibes, you know, as far as finding the right line of questioning. But that was the idea. Was like we're gonna go there. How can we make it about Quilton? How can we make it a kind of a guide for a path forward when we were there?
Gotcha.
And based on the answer we got, I was kind of thinking like, oh, maybe we could have just asked like lots of things about like Teller's Call or whatever, like, and kind of gotten something fairly close. But,
I
feel pretty good about it.
No matter what we got, it was going to be open-ended. Like,
I knew that. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering now that we see Coconut Bill here, if we're going to, because I keep thinking about when we do go back to Quilton. Because that's obviously going to be like the final showdown is like going back to Quilton and facing Alistair. Mm-hmm. That's like we know where this is heading. It's like, okay, do we do it where we try and sneak in and confront him 1-on-1 or do we like come into port with an army at our back?
I do love the idea of us sneaking back in through that cave system that we initially saw the calming.
Yeah.
Lover's Cave.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
Or the Molester's Cave. I can't keep them straight anymore.
I feel like we went through the Molester's Cave.
Yeah.
That's where you guys went through.
Yeah.
The Lover's Cave, that's the one where like
the girl jumped from the cliff.
Well, no, people would jump to her, but there wasn't enough space, and so they would plummet and die, is what somebody came up with.
I think that was mine.
So romantic.
Yeah, I like the weird dark shit.
Yeah. Or if like maybe we have Coconut Bill and his pirate friends like kind of assault the town, you know? And then that's like the distraction for us to like slip.
Well, it's a prison barge though. Maybe we just get on board and he's like comes back.
I found
it's a rescue prison barge.
Like, I just love
like
the
bounty
full
hunter
circle
style
of us. Like our first quest was to go to that cave, and when we come back, through that cave. Like that is just so cool.
And the calming ends behind it. No,
that's the other thing is bringing up like the place where the calming like settles. Yeah, in the maelstrom.
That was,
like, I was like, oh, fuck. Why do they have like directions to that?
That's really cool.
Could we go there and meet Melora?
And I also like that.
Do we just go and ride that shit and be like, Melora, what's up?
The Laura of the sword being around for the last calming kind of thing. That was pretty
cool. Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Speaking of Coconut Bill and prison barges having an army with us or not, the Drescu information that I got from the journal with all these shipments of weapons and magical equipment and stuff could potentially supply an army if we were wanting to, or at least a small militia.
I love the idea of just destroying the dress cues. As like something that we should do.
Like Count of Monte Cristo style.
Just fuck the dress cues, that's why.
We just gotta get
Count
Mondego to fucking pay. Rip everything away from him before we fucking kill him in a grassy field.
Except for my mom, because my mom is cool.
Yes.
And I gave her flowers.
Just like Mercedes in Count of Monte Cristo. I was really hoping when we were talking to the Grandor, and I was so concerned about Brooch and Corgan and Dorgan, I was thinking to myself, like, it sucks because I know we're going to have to go a different direction than them, knowing that they're going to Coulton Bay. And I was thinking, like, I wish we had a way to get a message to Coconut Bill because that's, they're betrothed, you know? Like, I was like, we just need the one person
FYI
who cares about Brooch as much as we do, you know?
That's going to help.
He's in jail.
And so I think it's really, like, as soon as we saw it, he was like, it's a rescue prison barge. I was like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there and be like, look, we got fucking mystical hero
That's Gandalf on the horizon.
Yeah. You know, this is like, exactly. Gandalf goes to get the fucking real hero.
Yeah.
And I was like, we got hero shit to do, but you go fucking save our friends so we can focus on this shit. And we'll meet you at Quilton Bay.
Cool.
On dawn of the third day. Look to the east.
Look to the east.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for the next kind of beats that we're going to have, because I think it's going to, you know, it's going to ramp up to this excitement in Quilton.
Yeah.
You know?
Sweet.
Welcome back.
All right.
All right, everybody. Well, this has been your Crypt Files. Thanks a lot for sticking around, listening to it and our show, our podcast. Figure out what we got going on. Follow the stream news, the blog news, and everything at dndpodcast.org.
There's
going to
be like some short things, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to wear shorts now that it's getting warm. And
summer.
Big update is my new 2024 jorts.
Yeah,
nice.
Have come in today. I just got them off today.
Yeah,
very exciting.
That's how perfect. I know the changing of the seasons.
Right,
by Alex's jorts.
Yeah,
this are is they basically pants or are they short? The farmer's almanac.
Yeah.
Spring has started.
Yeah, he's like,
no more frosts.
It's like, what's the damn
Alex guarantee? No more frosts. Yeah. We're not dipping below 32 anymore. You can go put your tomatoes out.
What's the damn groundhog's name? That's
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. Punxsutawney. It's
Alex.
Alex. Yeah.
Punxsutawney jorts.
Yeah. The Punxsutawney pants.
I like jorts.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
So, yeah, that was us interrupting your outro.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. We'll be around. Check out dndpodcast.org for all of the stuff. We do a stream first Thursday of every month, except for April. But we'll be back May, God willing, Melora willing, rather, and stuff. Anyway, grab your sword.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.